Here's a little tease of what to expect from each podcast every day of October. That's right, this is what's coming in this season of
Pod of the Damned, 31 Days of Horror.
Hey everybody, and welcome to I Know What You Did Last Podcast. That's right, we have a name.
Sound of the drill going through bone.
We should explain. Let's actually bring up the film.
Yeah, sorry.
I've never heard you refer to yourself by Andrew before.
I know.
I'm always Shory. My nosy neighbours are getting worse. They are saying I come home late because I'm a hooker.
I mean, not only Lisa McKinney. Like, there's Harold from Neighbour. There's a Dado. Most of the cast. Mm-hmm. There's the older Dado brother who was Professor Plum on the Cluedo series on Channel 9.
Wow. Yes.
And I feel partly responsible because the one that I suggested, I thought was going to be a lot better than what it was because I'd never watched it.
I also feel like you're partly responsible.
To be fair. I just think that in general.
Yeah. Blame Gene.
What I loved about the Babadook, and we should just say, there's definitely spoilers in this.
By the way, I'll make us an opening title when we know what the name of the podcast is.
The dog is the last character we see alive, although he did keep him in, I was like, open a window for the dog, open the car.
Yeah, that was irritating me as well. The dog's in the car and you have the windows closed. That was really irritating.
I like to think that somehow the dog got out of the car and the dog. I would have loved it if the movie ended with just a shot of the dog.
Just a paw. Titanic style. Just a paw rolling down
the sunset.
Yeah, or just walking down the beach.
There is more to unpack from it.
And I mean, it took me a while to really. I just figured this is, a warning for people not to have children. I took for a big
cautionary
chunk,
tale.
The principal, I'm like, when he goes, when they're having sex in the car and he knocks on the window and is like, when I said take it somewhere else, I didn't mean the car park. I was like, he looks exactly like Scott Morrison, Prime Minister of Australia. So many different types of films. And we all struggled a little bit to the point that I even picked some things that were too much.
We struggled to narrow down
choices ended up in the final cut, did they?
I was Dean is a sick little freak.
Emma and I had a private chat of do we want to hang out with this guy anymore?
Also, I believe sick little freak is in the cupboard. That scene is very scary. This woman being led out into the isolated part of the jungle by these two men. Got very Deliverance for a minute there.
She actually is like, I'm not an idiot. If you want to have sex with me, let's have sex.
Yeah, she was like, you don't have to rape me. We can have sex.
Just do it. That's full on.
Yeah, that's really full. Oh.
A documentary filmmaker explores seemingly unrelated paranormal incidents connected by the legend of an ancient demon called the Kagutaba. Hey, Matt Damon.
Yeah, the legendary Matt Damon.
Kagutaba.
Ourselves, but also for you as listeners, we're gonna mix it up a bit.
Yeah. So look forward to exciting. That.
Should we just tell them as well?
Them wait.
Okay.
I can safely say I've never kicked one of my kids across a room in the middle of the night. Laugh.
Like in any kind of terrible scenario, if I start laughing, you know that I'm terrified.
Yeah. And so there were times when some of the stuff that the main guy would say, you'd go, no one talks like that.
I can't remember how old I was, but I was primary school age. We were sleeping on bunk beds and I was on the top bunk and my friend was on the bunk underneath. I wet the bed because I was so afraid.
Oh, wow.
And I wet the bed so much that it seeped through the mattress and started dripping onto my friend underneath, who woke up in the middle of the night like, oh God.
Just having a weird dream about being rained on. And
Yeah. And it was my fear wee.
Fear
wee.
Yeah.
T-shirt?
Another T-shirt.
Yeah.
Cuts away and doesn't do it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. So I paused it at the bit that I didn't even have to.
Oh, we're getting to the point that the movies are all so good that even when I've seen them already, I'm like, I want to rewatch it because it's just such a good movie. So it definitely gives me something to do in lockdown. My one day off of my weekends are just crammed full of horror movies, which is not a bad way to be.
I mean, it makes it easier when the movie's under 90 minutes.
Okay. Shots fired.
If God's got you down, why not try Satan?
Nightmare on Elm Street could be a psychological horror because it's all based in your dreams. Yeah. It's such a broad term.
Absolutely.
Just so everyone knows, it's not about bowling because I was looking for Split on the streaming services, a movie came up. I'm like, That's a bowling movie.
Really?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
It looked like one of those, like Kingpin, like sort of, you know, but a romantic comedy set in a bowling alley. I was like,
okay.
I should have watched that and just sort of like chimed in every now and then with a little bit of, and then they got the 7-10 split. And
oh my God. I mean, I thought you were doing your usual dad pun.
No. Legitimately, this was a movie that I found on
so for those
Tubi,
listening,
I think it was.
We are talking about the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes.
The bowling classic that everyone, yeah.
See this damn movie.
It's what you have to. I love that that's all we keep saying is watch it. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on our socials, Pod of the Damned on Twitter and Podcast of the Damned on Instagram. And while you're surfing the net, why not check out our website at podofthedamned.com.